Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Greetings. So excited to share at least my first piece on Bamidbar with everybody. Bamidbar is one of my very favorite books of the Torah. I'm so excited to learn it together. So Bamidbar is called by Chazal Chumash HaPekudim, the book of the Torah of the Pekudim, of the census, or really the plural of whatever the word for census is. Because at the beginning of Bamidbar, we have a census, and at the end of Bamidbar, we have a census. And I want to think a little bit about this idea of the census as a way of getting into some of the deep themes of Bamidbar. Our chapter, Perek Bet, chapter 2 today, continues where yesterday's chapter left off. After having enumerated the numbers of all of the tribes yesterday, today's chapter focuses on their position in the Machaneh, in the camp, how each of the tribes divided into four different groups, north, south, east, west, with a different tribe at each head. The head of one group is Reuven, another is Shimon, another is Ephraim, and another is Dan, that each of these groups stands around the Ohel Moed, stands around the Mishkan, as they move towards Eretz Yisrael. So let's spend a little while thinking about these ideas. There is a fascinating, a beautiful midrash, which the Netziv, Rabbi Nassan Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in his wonderful commentary, the Emek Daval, brings in his introduction to Bamidbar. He quotes Rabbi Simon as saying, "Vayavdel Elohim ben ha'or uben ha'choshech." God distinguished, separated between light and darkness. Back with the creation of the world. Says the Midrash, Ze Sefer Bamidbar, this is the book of Bamidbar, Asher Hivdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Holy One split, distinguished, separated out, Dor Sheyatza Mimitzrayim, V'Dor Shenichnas La'aretz, the generation which left Egypt, and the generation which came into the land. In other words, the book of Bamidbar is the story of two generations, two completely different generations. One born into slavery, which escaped slavery and began the desert experience, and another one born into freedom in the desert, which would then enter the land. And what's so fascinating is that although this is clearly the meta-narrative of the book, there is no explicit point where we are told this is the end of the first generation, this is the beginning of the second generation. Spotting or trying to work out where that movement takes place is going to be one of the most interesting challenges for us as we move on into the book of Bamidbar. But clearly the role of the censuses at the very beginning and the very end of the book are there to point out, to prefigure at the beginning of the book, this is the generation which left Egypt, and at the end of the book, this is the generation which will come into the land. God distinguishes between light and dark. God separates the generation which left Egypt from the generation which will enter into the land. What is the purpose of the census? The Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir, the grandson of Rashi, has what is seemingly the clear pshat, the clear simple reading of the text, which is that it is a military census. It is to ensure the Jewish people's readiness for the conflict which will inevitably await as they journey through the desert to the land. Yet his grandfather, Rashi, had an alternative explanation. He says in his very first comment on the book of Bamidbar, Mitoch chibatan lefanav mone otam kol shah. Out of God's love for Israel, he counts them at every moment. And although Rashi's interpretation may seem much further removed from the simple reading of the text, I think that not only is it beautiful, but it also captures a profound idea within Sefer Bamidbar as a whole. That although it will also be a book with many tragedies and many failures in it, which we will get to, it is also a book of intimacy, of love, of this first initial honeymoon period between God and Israel. And to return to our chapter, which at the very beginning speaks of Ish al diglo, each man around his own flag, which the Midrashim speak of a flag of each tribe as having a unique color, showing their unique identity, their tribal identity, their spiritual identity. But, continues the verse, Mineged saviv lo ohel moed yachanu, all encamped around the ohel moed, facing into the center. In other words, this image gives us one of both individuality, the unique flags of each tribe, but on the other hand, the unity facing inwards, looking at the Mishkan, looking at God's presence in the middle of the camp, wishing everybody a wonderful day.